A continuación, vas a oír lo que se llaman phrasal verbs en inglés. Primero escucharás cómo es en español y después el cómo se dice en inglés. Y con un ejemplo. Pedir salir a alguien. Ask somebody out. Brian asked Judy out to dinner and a movie. Preguntar algo a diferentes personas. Ask around. I asked around, but nobody has seen my wallet. Equivaler a. Add up to something. Your purchases add up to $205.32. Ir hacia atrás. Back something up. You'll have to back up your car so that I can get out. Apoyar a alguien. Back somebody up. My wife backed me up over my decision to quit my job. Hacer que algo explote. Blow up. The racing car blew up after it crashed into the fence. Inflar aire en algo. Blow something up. We have to blow 50 balloons up for the party. Algo se rompe. Break down. Our car broke down at the side of the highway in the snowstorm. Ponerse triste. Break down. The woman broke down when the police told her that her son had died. Dividir algo en partes más pequeñas. Break something down. Our teacher broke the final project down into three separate parts. Forzar la entrada a un sitio. Break in. Somebody broke in last night and stole our stereo. Entrar a un sitio forzosamente. Break into something. The firemen had to break into the room to rescue the children. Ponerse algo que es nuevo para no sentir que es tan nuevo. Break something in. I need to break these shoes in before we run next week. Interrumpir. Break in. The TV station broke in to report the news of the president's death. Romper una relación. Break up. My boyfriend and I broke up before I moved to America. Empezar a reírse. Break up. The kids just broke up as soon as the clown started talking.